Children, now let us learn the meanings of some keywords.
Glossary: freedom,
the state of being free,
eternal,
lasting forever without beginning or end,
lonely,
alone,
shattering,
breaking into small pieces,
tremble,
shake, shudder involuntarily,
assemble,
come together in a group.
Answer the following questions. Who is speaking through this poem?
Who is it written to?
What is a soldier's everyday fear?
Why did the soldier choose to fight?
What do you understand by the word shattering?
Children, now let us observe these pictures and answer the following questions. What is the boy doing?
Why did the old man feel happy?
Have you ever written letters to anybody?
What is the need of writing letters? Now, listen to the story, My Letters and My Memories. Mr. Narayan Rao's house is full with his son's family. They came there on a week's holiday after a long time. It is a remote place, his hometown, where Mr. Rao is living after his retirement. Kausik and Rishika, or his grandchildren, running up and down, hiding here and there, and going to every nook and corner.
Kaushik dear, can you bring an inland letter from the post office? I want to write a letter to my friend Purna Rao, who lives in Pune, said Mr. Rama Rao.
Kaushik stopped going out a second and said, Hey, Grandpa, nowadays everybody is using a mobile phone. Why don't you talk to your friend on the phone? Mr. Rao came closer to him, held his shoulders and said, Hello, young boy. You may be in the modern age, but to me, writing a letter and getting a letter is a pleasure.
See, Grandpa, you have to spend some time to write. And it takes at least 1 or 2 days to reach your friend. His reply reaches you after another 3 days. You can make a call and talk to him and get the information right now.
Why this waiting and wasting of time? Kaushik exclaimed.
Mr. Rao slowly bent and sat in his armchair. He leaned back, removing his spectacles. He said, Can you bring down my old box from the attic in my bedroom?
The boy mounted a chair and brought the box down. What does it contain? He mumbled and tried to open it. His sister snatched it from his hands and ran away. Noticing the worry of his grandfather, the boy ran after her and brought it back.
Mr. Rao took it into his hands and said, My little boy, come, I will show you a precious memory of my life. He opened the box and took out some old letters. He turned to the boy and said, These are the sweetest memories your grandmother left for me.
Look, these are the memories of my friends. Look at this. It is a letter of praise sent by our military commander. I can recall those happy moments of my life only through these letters. Those memories are still fresh in them. These are my treasure of happiness. I will never ignore them. A phone call may keep you happy at that moment, but these memories are everlasting.
Kaushik picked up a letter and read it curiously. He travelled in his mind into the past and saw his grandfather as a young military man. The boy imagined the incidents of those days. He stared at his grandfather for a minute. He was reading the letter of appreciation from his officer with his eyes shining and hands on his moustache. What is the boy thinking now?
The family travelled back to Hyderabad after their holidays.
A few days passed. The bicycle bell rang in front of Mr. Rao's house. Sir, you have got a letter, shouted the postman.
Mr. Rama Rao walked swiftly and happily to receive it.
He thought that the letter is from his old friend. But to his surprise, it is not from him. He opened it. His eyes became wide and ran after the contents. The letter is,
Dear Grandpa, you are right. Letter writing is old-fashioned.
But letters capture the past events and preserve them for the future. I read your letters and found the same kind of memories of yours with my father. I saw the love and care you gave to my father. I read about the childish acts of my father and the love of my grandmother. While reading those letters, I came to know the hardships you faced during those days. Those letters filled my heart with joy. They gave me the feeling of meeting dear ones and hugging loved ones. Letters are a real treasure of our memories. Your loving grandson, Kaushik.